Hello, and welcome to Good Grief, Healing Anger, Day 7. I'm Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams, and we will begin our session now. Today's topic, safe to let it go. Is it okay if I come into your space now? All right. Please say yes out loud so that this energy can access your subconscious and go into every cell of your body. Okay, so today we're talking about anger and resentment and having it be safe for you to release this. And now because you already started with the other session in the daytime, that long session, you've already dealt with this. So we're not trying to deal with this all over again or in a big and really intense way, okay? We're just allowing your body to let go of whatever it feels like it wants to let go right now, very comfortably and easy, right before you go to bed, without triggering you at all. Okay? So here we go. Would you like to know it's possible from God's perspective to love this person without holding on to your anger towards them? Okay, say yes. And would you like to know that it's possible to love this person without holding on to your resentment towards them? There you go. So anger, as you are allowing this to leave your body, the anger is a stronger emotion than the resentment. The resentment is actually the back door. But for some reason, it was important to do that one first. Okay. So we're just watching that leave your body. And would you like to know that it's safe to let your anger go? And it's also safe to let your resentment go now. However much is comfortable for you to do at this time. Good. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to live without resenting this person? There you go. Wonderful. That was good. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to live without being angry with this person? There you go. And would you like to know who you are from God's perspective, living without resenting this person anymore? Wonderful. And know who you are from God's perspective, living without your anger towards this person. Okay. Wonderful. All right, now we're going to do something called an energetic divorce. What that does is cut all your unhealthy ties to them, and it still allows you to keep your healthy ties, okay? So is it okay if you get an energetic divorce from your loved one? There we go. Just watch this happen. Remember, this is all just the unhealthy ties you had to them while they were still alive during your relationship. There we go. Okay, I'm just seeing all of that untangle and go to God's light. Good for you. Good for you. All right. Just going to watch this complete here. Woof. Wow. Okay, that's a big deal. Good for you. Just let that come through. Let that happen. All right. And would you like God to repair your broken soul from this relationship? Say yes out loud. And what that means is any time that someone has hurt us, we give a little piece of our soul up to them. And sometimes it gets to the point where we feel shattered in some way for maybe some aspect of our relationship that went bad, some really bad traumatic event that happened in our lives, and we feel like our soul was crushed then. So if that ever happened during this relationship, which most likely it has, God's just repairing that broken soul for you and giving you a shiny new one. There we go. Wonderful. And would you like to know who your loved one truly is from God's perspective? Wonderful. There we go. Okay. And would you like to know God's definition of compassion? Here it comes. And would you like to know what that feels like? Good. All right. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to have compassion for who this person is from God's perspective? So remember, what we're talking about now is their essence. Okay. Wonderful. Just allow that to come in. And would you like to know who you were in this relationship with this person from God's perspective? What role that you took? There you go. And if need be, would you like to let yourself off the hook for playing this role in this relationship? That's pulling all the hooks, cords, and attachments to that. And we're going to also give you God's definition of forgiveness, which is going to come up a lot in all of these sessions. Forgiveness from God's perspective, from what I heard in a Theta healing session, was that it's letting go of the pain that someone causes you or that you cause yourself. So is it okay if you forgive yourself for playing the role that you did in the dynamic of your relationship with this person, whenever it felt uncomfortable for you? There we go. All right, good job. Would you like to have God send beings of light to help and support you during your sleep? Say yes out loud. And would you like to know what it feels like to be embraced by God through this process? Wonderful. All right. And would you like to know what it feels like to be supported by God through this process? And realize that every day when you get these downloads, they just fill you up and fill you up and fill you up. And would you like to know what it feels like to be unconditionally loved by God through this process? Okay. And would you like to know what it feels like to be comforted by God through this process? Nice. And would you like to know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes in place? All right. This session is complete. So feel that grounding energy of God bring you gently back in your body. There it goes. And notice that your eyelids are closing as your eyes slowly roll back in your head. Your body is becoming heavier and heavier as you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into sleep with every breath. Have a good night.